You don't need to run away from anything because there's nowhere to go. Here is the only place there is. Here our consciousness opens and our ideas of ourselves expand. Here is a wider vision of our unborn, undying nature, of our essence and source as pure spirit. Adashanti, falling into grace.
Hey friends, welcome back to another episode. Today, as you can tell, we are in the park, and I wanted to hop on here to remind you that you're already there and that it's okay to slow down. And in fact, slowing down, living like a sage, like a mystic, this is the life of fulfillment. And it seems so paradoxical at first. It seems like all of the good stuff, the flashy stuff, the sort of Great Gatsby lifestyle of fast-paced living is where it's at. But of course, what you find is that the more you fill your schedule with things to do, the more of a to-do list you have, the more you lose touch with being. And I think that in our modern culture, especially with like social media and so many ways to distract ourselves, even when we're alone, it is becoming increasingly obvious that we have a lack of this connection to being, to the moment. And I think that this is reflected in our mental health crisis. You know, in the West, we have like the highest levels of anxiety and depression we've ever had. And yet, at the same time, we have the most information, the most accessible information on psychology, spirituality, mental health, and living a good life. So how could it be that we have all this information, yet we have so little practical result in our population at large? Well, to me, it's because we're disconnected. We're not actually slowing down into the moment. We're lost in this technological landscape. We're lost in this modern form of living where it's basically a hamster wheel. It's like every second you get some free time, there's something there to fill it. There's a notification, there's a new TV show, there's a new video game, there's a friend to talk to, there's a friend to text, there's a this, there's a that. And it's not that there's anything wrong with those things per se. It's just that when they're lined up back to back to back to back, and we create a life out of this sort of endless go, 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 we miss the moment. And one thing all sages and mystics understood was that to access the deepest, most profound ways of living, the spiritual dimensions of consciousness, you had to slow down. That's why they went into caves. That's why they went off into the forest. It's because they knew that until you go and really create a environment for yourself where you can connect to this being, it'll be nearly impossible to do it while living in the midst of society. And that was hundreds of years ago. Imagine now, you try to go to a cave to meditate and your iPhone's, you know, your iPhone's going off. So now it's even more difficult. Now we need to be even more aware of this. And it's not that you can't be conscious and awake in society or doing things. You definitely can. But it takes so much skill, it takes so much mastery to be truly absorbed in the moment amidst all of this chaos that you'd basically have to be a walking Buddha already. So for those of us that aren't walking Buddhas, what do we need to do? We need to give our lives space. We need to give ourselves the room to just be. That means that if there's some free time in our schedule, don't fill it. And I know that's scary because a lot of us have probably been filling our schedules because we don't want to feel. A lot of us have been filling our schedules not because we're chasing something, but because we're running from ourselves. And this is something that I learned. I thought I wanted something. I thought I was chasing money or success or whatever. But what I realized was that I didn't really care about that stuff. all I cared about was distracting myself from myself for just a little bit longer. And I think that when you look, that's kind of what it really comes down to. What it comes down to is, are you willing to face yourself? Are you willing to be with yourself in a park for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, however long, without setting some appointment or something to do on the other end of it, so you're rushing through that time with yourself? Like just a day to be. I mean, I'm really talking about a lifestyle of living like a sage, living like a sadhu, living like a shaman, a gentle life, a spiritual life. But even just one day of walking around a park alone with nothing to do, no commitments, that can change your life. Because everything you've been running from will come up. And you might say, well, Vic, are we slowing down just to face ourselves? And it's like this difficult process of facing these repressed emotions. No, that's not the goal, actually. Now, that will make you feel better, kind of like throwing up. You know, you don't want to do it, but after it's done, you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I waited to throw up. You know, like, I'm so glad I got it over with. That's kind of how processing your emotions are. But what comes after the processing of your emotions is this connection with being that is so deep, it's really indescribable. I was in the park the other day. I was actually sitting right here, and I had these feelings start to percolate up from the core of my being that were indescribable. I mean, these feelings were like some weird hybrid of bliss, ecstasy, beauty, love, peace, contentment, and the divine. I mean, I can't explain what I was feeling. And it wasn't like some high, ecstatic high, oh my gosh, like blown out of the water. It was just a subtle, like, this subtle bliss of being. And it's not even really the emotions. I mean, the emotions are amazing when you tap into that core of being. But for me, it's the consciousness. It's what you start to see. Because when you're focused in, when you're living this fast-paced life, it's like your aperture is closed down like a camera. You're focused in. But when you slow down, your aperture opens and you see so much more. You have so many more ideas. You have so many more creative insights and thoughts and perspectives. And it's like you open your aperture by slowing down, by not rushing through the day and getting lost in this social matrix. That it's like you enter a new reality, because you're entering a new state of consciousness. This state of consciousness, the condensed state of consciousness, that is what the ego is. It's go, 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 focused in, narrow. But this is when you start getting into the spiritual dimensions of consciousness. And this, the aperture opening, that doesn't have an end as far as I can tell. It can just keep opening and opening and opening in ways that honestly I can't even describe. So it's not just about feeling repressed emotions. It's about accessing the true gold. And the true gold is not, it's not anything other than just being in the moment. And it seems so boring, I know. It seems so stale to our Western conditioned minds, like, oh my gosh, I'm just going to sit in a park for 3 hours. That sounds so stupid. That sounds like what a loser would do. It's what a mystic would do. It's what a sage would do. It's what a shaman would do. Living life slowly, opening your aperture, that's where the real gold's found. And I'm not asking you to believe me. I want you to actually try this. I want you to actually plan a day alone. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, no appointments, don't take your phone. I mean, take your phone if you like feel like emergencies might happen, but I leave my phone in the car and just pick a nice day and just go walk around a park and think about your life, think about everything, but really face yourself. That's the key. So try it out. Let me know what you think, because living like a sage, living like a mystic, has brought me so much fulfillment, so much more fulfillment than rushing through life ever has. And it just keeps getting better. That's the thing, is that you start to get so good at it. You start to develop your ability to open your aperture and fall. It's like you're falling into it, falling into grace. Like Adyashanti's book, it's like you're falling into it because you're opening into it. You're being with it. And you can get so good at that that it just changes your life. So give it a try. Let me know what you think. Hit that like button for me, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode and want to learn more, visit pursuitofspirit.com.